chest, right at Mia's elbow.
Huh?
Mia looked up and saw the green-blue water behind the glass and the sea turtles gliding past.
I like their noses, Maddie said. But do they actually smell things?
Miss Julia consulted her phone. Sea turtles have an acute sense of smell in the water. They take water in through their noses, and then it flows back out of their mouths. That's all part of their process of smelling. Lulu opened her mouth to ask something, but just then Mom said, It's 10:50. Ready for the dolphins? A thrill shot through Mia.
Ready!
They hurried through the crowds toward the dolphin building. A white-coated woman met them at the door and held out her hand to Mom.
Hi there, I'm Zarin.
I'm Gloria, Mom said. And this is Jack, Miss Julia, Mia, Maddie, and Lulu.
Mia loved the way Zarin's smile spread across her entire face, even lighting up her eyes.
The dolphins are expecting you. And let me tell you, they're excited because they're ready for their meal. I chose this feeding time for our meeting because I thought that would be the most fun for you.
Mia noted the plaque on the wall.
Why is this called the Dolphin and Seal Hospital?
Zarin motioned for them to come inside. Most of the animals in the park are here because they need rehabilitation of some kind. Our goal is to release them back into the wild if we can, once their issues have been resolved. Some of our animals are deemed non-releasable, but we try our hardest to avoid that situation at all costs.
What kind of rehabilitation? Maddie asked.
For dolphins, it's often a torn fin. But one of our dolphins came to us with an infection that made him so weak he could hardly swim. Surfers found him beached a little south of here, and as soon as we could, we transported him to our facility.
So the dolphins are all hurt or sick?
Mia couldn't keep the disappointment out of her voice. Zarin wouldn't let her swim with injured or sick dolphins.
We have two dolphins who are full-time residents, Zarin said. Those are the ones you're going to meet today, out at the public sea pens. Our dolphins have had a busy morning swimming with one of the newest dolphins in our care. One of our females arrived with a torn fin, and soon afterwards she gave birth to a baby. Since the mother is still healing, our resident dolphins are teaching the baby the ropes. All that playing makes them hungry. So maybe there was still a chance to swim with them then.
Will we see the baby?
Lulu asked.
From a distance, Zarin said, locking the door and leading them deeper into the building. We're limiting the baby's exposure to humans so that when she's old enough for release, she has the best possible chance of making it in the wild. When animals are exposed to humans, they lose some of their wildness. They become comfortable near the shore and boats and lose their natural instinct to keep their distance. In the wild, people aren't trained to interact with sea life, and so each of those interactions can be dangerous for the animals and for the humans. The wall facing the park was windowless, but windows lined the inner wall. Outside, a network of docks crisscrossed the sea pen area. Beyond the high rock wall was the sea.
This building creates a shell to protect the hospital area from the public sea pens. We have observed.